Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 2, we taught that if somebody sins against us, we need to have forgiveness in our heart already. But we are not to forgive them until they repent of the sin. Let's continue with that thought today. God did not break his ethics of holiness to bless us and to bless us so kindly. Even after repeated rejections of his grace on our part. You see, our sin was and is fully, 100% completely punished in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is why we praise that holy name. We are forgiven. And that speaks of the greatness of his person and the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. My friend, you say, well, could God really forgive me? Well, you'd be calling him a liar if he couldn't. Oh, but he can forgive you, my friend. And he wants to forgive you because he loved you. And my friend, understand, he'll forgive any sin that you have. He really will. He'll forgive you. He'll cleanse you by his blood. But you have to accept. I was recently preaching in our chapel here at our Christian school that we have here at our church. And I was speaking to the kids in secondary school. As a matter of fact, I believe it was even 6th grade, 6th through 12th grade. And as I spoke to those kids, I pointed out one of the boys on the front row there. His name was Isaiah. And I said, Isaiah, and Isaiah was one of our senior boys. Good boy, good young man. But I said of Isaiah, I said, let's imagine that Isaiah says some bad things about me, runs me down behind my back, makes some false accusations, does some things that really hurt me. And he's unapologetic. And I go and try to make it right with him or go talk to him to find out what's wrong. And then he doesn't want to do anything right. He does all he can to hurt me. Now, my responsibility is this, to have the forgiveness in my heart. Now, let me explain that. When I say the forgiveness in my heart, I'm not talking about what these people say. Well, yeah, they're living that way. Oh, yeah, they did that. But you just got to forgive them. Yeah, he got drunk. You just got to forgive him. Yes, he cheats on his wife. She cheats on her husband. But you just got to forgive him. No, that's not what that's talking about. However, forgiveness is in my heart means that if Isaiah comes back to me and I say, Isaiah, what is it? He says, I want to apologize for all I've done. Now, I've got to be willing to forgive him. But let me put that shoe in the other foot. Let's say that he said all these things against me, my family, and whatever else. And it's false. But now, he's unrepentant. But I don't have forgiveness in my heart. So I'm talking to friends, and they say, hey, did you see what I said? Boy, it was really good what he did. And probably what he did was a good thing. But it ruins my day. And if saying something good about another person ruins my day, that means that other person is my master. I only want one master. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. And it'll never ruin my day to say something good about him. And my friend, you're the slave to the person that if you're having a good day and the mention of their name can ruin your day, then my friend, you're that person's slave. And what a shame that is. See, already have the forgiveness of your heart, but just like until I call upon the Lord for salvation, I repent and believe the gospel, until I admit that I'm a sinner that deserves to go to hell, and I call upon him to save my soul, knowing that he shed his blood for all my sin, paid the penalty for all time, and I do that. From my heart, I believe, and I'm willing to trust him with my heart and life. Then I get saved, and he forgives all my sin, no matter how bad or how evil, how serious it was. The Lord had to tell the self-righteous religious people, the publicans and harlots go into the kingdom of God before you do. They realize they're sinners. They realize they needed a Savior, and they wanted to be saved. So much better than so many who think they're beyond that. They don't need. Well, this one thought he needed. So praise God. Praise God for it. Now, let's look at this thing. We're looking at Jesus Christ. He is the Almighty and all holy God who is absolutely righteous. I don't understand why some people, even those that claim to be fundamental, get upset when you point that out. It's like you're just trying to rob us of our fun. My fun is in Jesus Christ. Listen, my wife loves to watch HGTV and how they do things. That's not fun for me. Now, my fun is perhaps watching a good, close football game. I don't think that's a whole lot of fun for her. Okay. Now, what I'm saying is this. Your fun will be where your heart is. Now, your heart can be want to be accepted by this world, and so your fun in religion is fleshly. But, you know, our religion, our faith, our worship is not about how much fun it is. It's about a relationship of love and how close it is. If you have to be entertained, you have a faith that is reprobate, false, and no better than vapor that passes away. It does not endure. Now, I deserved more than famine, captivity, and shame that the Jews received. I deserve, my friend, to go to hell. But I can tell you this, Jesus paid it all. So in the millennium, and in my eternal home, Israel will never be ashamed. And I will never be ashamed because there's no sin debt. Now I might be ashamed at his appearing. I believe that many Christians will be ashamed at his appearing. But don't be ashamed of him. The only debt we have towards him now is our life and our love. Don't be ashamed of him who loved you so much that he gave himself for you. I like the way Romans 1:16 says it. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Can you actually say that? You can if you won't witness to someone that, or even give them a tract. Ask them if they've been saved. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Everyone includes everyone. It includes all. Salvation is just not for a select few. It's for all. That's what the Bible says. And the Bible is never wrong. I think of 2 Timothy 1:12. For the which cause I also suffered these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed. For I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. Now notice there, he said, I am not ashamed. Not ashamed. Feed me, knowing that faith is eternal, will be rewarded greater than any suffering that you can suffer. Romans 8:18 says, the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. Listen, if you're going to live for Jesus, I can tell you beyond any shadow of the doubt, I can tell you, if you live for Jesus, you're going to suffer. But if you suffer for him, know also that you're going to hear, well done, good and faithful servant. But this side of heaven, I want you to know this, because these are the words of Jesus in John chapter 15, verses 18 through 21. If the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you're not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they also persecute you. If they kept my saying, they'll keep yours also. But all these things will they do to you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 12 and 13, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Jesus again said in John 16, verses 2 and verse 33, they shall put you out of the synagogues, yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God service. Verse 33, Jesus says, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. So he's telling us, he suffered in this world. If you're going to live like him, you're going to follow him, you're going to live according to his will, you're going to suffer. And he says that if you live godly, you're going to suffer. Evil men, seducers are going to get worse. And he lets us know that religious people are going to be the main one. You look to the Bible, and you'll find religious people. They are the one that persecuted the prophets. In the New Testament, it was religious people, Jews, and then others that tried to kill the apostles and the prophets of the New Testament. Many Christians died because Christianity went against the religion of Rome.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet are his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. Bible stands, my feet are his